And I would guess she doesn't have any specific family history of interest.
She did not have one that raised any sort of concern for any hereditary predisposition, but definitely as a rule of thumb, anyone under 50, we send for genetic counseling. And in fact, changes in guidelines suggest that even really at any age and even without necessarily a provocative family history, that it is completely legitimate to think about sending these folks for genetic counseling, undergoing germline testing.
What about somatic testing like NGS?
So we're doing that very routinely now for patients. And I always need to inform them because they think that's with NGS and we will be able to clearly identify what are the best drugs to use. And we're not quite there yet for pancreatic cancer in terms of finding useful predictive markers. Most folks will have sort of a KRAS mutation, often P53, SMAD4. Those are not necessarily actionable. So what we're really doing is looking for, I'll say, the needle in the haystack in terms of occasionally finding patients who might have microsatellite instability, or actually a fair number of patients who might have some sort of DNA damage repair defect, such as BRCA mutations, ATM, those that might indicate certain types of chemotherapies or other targeted agents might be useful in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, we usually get into that discussion more with metastatic disease, but as long as we brought it up, I'm curious, have you had any patients yourself or at your center who were MSI high and were they treated with checkpoint inhibitors?
So the answer is yes, but the incidence is really about 1% or so. So I have had two patients who have been MSI high who have, not as their first line of treatment, but after receiving first-line chemotherapy, we've subsequently used an immune checkpoint inhibitor with good effect.
They responded?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What about BRCA or BRCA-like? Have you seen any objective, useful responses to PARP inhibitors?
Yeah, so BRCA mutations, especially BRCA2, are more common in pancreatic cancer. It obviously depends on the kind of patient population that you're seeing. So along the Eastern Seaboard in New York, large Ashkenazi Jewish population, a little bit more than we see out here in the San Francisco Bay Area. But that being said, we do still see a fair number of patients, for example, with, and especially germline BRCA2 mutations. Those patients tend to be more sensitive to platinum analogs. And then, yes, we have gotten them either on or off study on PARP inhibitors.
Interesting.